Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Hot times in the summertime. It sounds like a song.
We've
got a baseball team in Valley City that's pretty hot right now. We'll talk about that and more. This is Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oster, Toast. And here he is, Paul McDonald, the Jam. Loving that.
Loving my s'mores and cold. I'm going cold. This
now.
Is like 3 weeks in a row I've gone with this.
Okay.
I think I'm all about hooked. Cold.
I got a feeling you're hooked.
I am hooked.
Yeah.
I have an addiction.
Okay. Well, we're broadcasting from Alley Beans in Valley City. We do thank Tim and Carol for their hospitality. We also thank Eric Kringley, wherever you are, who does all the producing for this podcast.
We're cut out for him today.
You know, we like Eric a lot, but, you know, really, Boston Red Sox?
Well, the Twins took it, beat him last night, but we don't want to kick a good man while he's down.
Well, that's true. Very true. You know, I tell you what, though, I turned it off when the rain delay came.
There you go.
When I don't watch, they win.
That's something. Just stop watching. I will call you every night and say, turn it off.
Our guest today, Chase Carpenter, coach for the Valley City Royals, post 60 baseball team. Royals winning the West Region, beating Bismarck 7-4 in the championship game. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now they advance to the State A Legion Baseball Tournament, Castleton. That starts Thursday. Chase, how would you sum up that West Region tournament?
I don't even know it. Resiliency, I
you
guess.
Only get 10 words.
Oh, I can't do that.
No.
No, there's a lot of things that happened, but obviously finding a way to win, no matter what the situation was, is kind of our key thing that we talked about.
What do you like about this team?
Kind of the first word I said, resilience. It's the first team I've ever had that has gotten down so much early on in innings and have been able to, it doesn't really matter the situation, continue to fight and claw back and find ways to win no matter what.
Do the kids look at a few leaders on that team?
Yeah, I'd say for the most part, offensively, definitely Jack Samuelson and Corbin Powell and Trevor Fetch, probably our top three, which obviously makes sense. And then you've got Parker Rolsemo right behind him. And then anytime that Jack Samuelson gets walked intentionally, Parker, it doesn't matter the situation for him. He doesn't think about it too much. He just goes up there and swings. Then obviously on the mound, you got James Schwer and Bryson Heck for the most part taking care of things for us. So we'll need a lot of depth for State. So we'll have to find out a couple more.
Well, you do have that baseball coach's dream, a stall full of pitchers. You got about four or five?
Yeah, I'd say three that we can trust right now to throw strikes and start a game. Now we're just trying to find out a little bit more length and how we want to attack this State tournament with possibly playing five or six games to go win it.
Who do you have on the mound first?
Can't tell you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, come on now. That's a secret.
Oh, man.
Castleton, Mitch Scher listens to us. We're not going to tell him anything.
Go directly to him.
Okay, so Chase, at the beginning of the year, did you think this team would be in the state tournament?
I did, I guess. I thought, just kind of seeing the guys that we had come back last year. I know we only had 11 guys coming out this year, and I told everybody, 11 we have are a good 11. So, and adding Bryson Heck this summer, I know he took off last year, but having his arm readily available to be able to throw and probably win you one game in a West Region tournament, and then you obviously have James Schwer, and figured we could piece together at least one game to kind of finish it off. So, yeah, no, I thought we had a very good chance to get back to the state tournament. Now, winning the West Region was something I wasn't sure if what we had capable of, but once we obviously got down the road, it was something that was kind of became our goal.
14 games in a row.
I don't talk about it, but or think about it.
But what a year, 21-3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable, really.
Yeah, no, it's been something. I mean, even the games that we've lost, obviously you can look at some of our close games that we won too, but some of the games that we've lost, 2-0, kind of went flat offensively, but saw a great pitcher in Edgley, and then Adam Shaneka one game, Bismarck Senators struggled, and his arm's kind of been dead since. So he kind of struggled that game, and then we lost a close one, basically, and extra innings against Castleton up there. So, I mean, everything was winnable. So, easy could be undefeated. Obviously, easy could be probably 18-6. So, I mean, both ways to look at it, we'll take 21-3.
Okay, so 1-1 against Castleton. That's your first opponent, the Haymakers.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, obviously, being in the East region the last so many years, we've seen them, know what they're about. They have probably three good pitchers. I'm not sure who we're going to see. We saw what we thought was their number one last time. So we've seen him a little bit. I think every single pitcher they have are probably going to be right around him. But we're going to see a little bit more velo than we saw in the West region. But, you know, biggest thing for us is going to hopefully start early offensively. And I don't want to say too much about our pitching, but, I mean, we need runs early for the most part for everything to kind of fall in place and kind of save some pitching towards the end.
Yeah, it's always fun to get those runs early.
Yeah. Allows us to, and we trust a lot of the guys that come out of the bullpen. So we get a, you know, lead early. We're able to go to some of those guys and kind of use our bullpen a little bit more than we would, you know, some of our top guys.
How do you go into that Castleton game, though? What kind of team are they?
Yeah, for the most part, they're hitting-wise, I'd say they're top four, which I think a lot of the East, the top four or five hitters are pretty strong. Majo was probably the best hitter. We had trouble getting him out up there. So watching video and certain things like that, we'll make sure we have a good game plan going into that. But for the most part, they're going to spray the ball around. As long as you throw strikes to, you know, their bottom of the order, we should be fine. Defensively, at times, they can get chaotic, but for the most part, they're pretty good too. So, I mean, all of the East teams are going to defend well. They're going to put the ball in play. Everything's going to be tough. So you can't have an inning like we've had up in the West region where we have six walks or whatever it may be and they have one hit, but all of a sudden they put four up on the board. You know, if we're us and we take control of what we can control, that's kind of what we've been preaching the last couple of weeks, we'll be just fine.
Is the East maybe a little stronger?
What we've seen in the, you know, past, being in the East region, usually the East kind of dominates that first day. Upstate, now being in the West region, kind of seen some of the teams out East this year, it's obviously tough to say. We've only faced Castleton, so a lot of low-scoring ball games in the East region tournament, so it's kind of curious to see, you know, maybe their lineups aren't good, or is it just a tournament to where, you know, a little bit more pressure, they're not swinging it well. But it's tough to tell right now, obviously, where everyone sits, so I think that first day will be kind of a telltale of where everyone is standing.
Yeah, and it's always hard to, in a tournament like this, it's always hard to put a tab on the team to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some even baseball teams out there.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess in my mind, just seeing record-wise and obviously what they were able to do in high school, Devil's Lake would be just, you know, they obviously won the East region too. So them off the top of my head, and obviously Kindred's coached well, so they're going to be able to small ball you to death. And we got to make sure we're prepared for all that stuff. So, I mean, obviously Castleton's coached well with Mitch Shear. Shout out Mitch Shear. But, you know, we just got to make sure we play Royal Baseball and we focus on what we can control, and hopefully we keep moving on.
Well, you wiped out my next question. Who you have on the mound?
Yeah. Ain't happening. You're not going to get him. Trust me. I've tried.
You know, and it's funny how, you know, you go into a tournament like this and you try to put together a pitching plan. I'm sure you have one. How in different situations. Hey, if we lose that first game, how am I going to go in the second game? That second game, of course, then becomes really important.
Yeah.
But that first game is nice to have.
Yeah.
Going in a double elimination tournament.
Yeah, right. I mean, kind of, so Coach Fetch and I sat down last night during our practice, kind of had a shorter practice yesterday, but we sat down and went over kind of our coaching as far as pitching philosophy, how we want to attack the state tournament. A little bit similar to kind of how we want to attack the East or the West region, where the first so many games are very important. I mean, you win the first three games, you know, no matter what, you're in that championship game. Whether, you know, you have to play that kind of game in the middle, that doesn't mean much, but it obviously kind of does, because if you win that one, then you have to beat twice in the championship game. So, I mean, the biggest three, the big games are right away. So we kind of put together a plan for those first three. I don't know how much I really want to say after that.
Well, and you always have to measure the innings. And now over the years, I know that's changed. You know, how many innings a pitcher can pitch. Where are we at now?
Yeah, so it's basically 0 to 30 is no days rest. So, and then basically every 15 pitches after that is one day. So your max is 105. So, I mean, it's very tough, especially when you don't have a crazy amount of pitchers. We're starting to look at the day four, day five, we're like, woof. We're able to get through. I mean, which we already said, if we can make it to day four, day five, I think we'll be living with whoever's on the mound at that point.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, kind of the same thing. I know we talked about West region with Williston. We have a big thing down, and obviously we're going to make a change early up in Williston, and we have that all slated out and planned out. Like, okay, if we can't get out of the first inning, and here's a score, who do we want to go in? You know, if we're up or down three, down four or five, everything switches depending on where we're at. Because, you know, you get down way too much. Well, now you're starting to look at the next days to make sure you have enough pitching and good pitching to be able to move on. And so, yeah, like you said, the situations and where we're at in the game and how down, up, whatever it may be, kind of switches everything. So we got to be on our toes, and we will.
And it's always nice going in knowing that, hey, we're a hot hitting team right now. That's always nice. You know, the hot teams end up winning tournaments, and pitching does too, but boy, when you're hitting the ball, that makes a big difference.
No, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of one of the biggest things that I saw, at least on the West Region tournament. The last probably 2-3 years, I think some of these guys have struggled in postseason play on hitting-wise and consistent hitting-wise, especially with runners in scoring position, having that confidence and just realizing it's just another at-bat type of thing. So in this year, obviously, they've proven that obviously they can handle those situations. So we'll see better pitching. Now, that's something we're getting prepared for, obviously, in practice.
So you're throwing hitting?
Right. No, we hyped up. As far as yesterday, we use a machine. I mean, sometimes it gets wacky, but put that up quite a bit, challenge them that way. We have Ethan Miller and Max Mayhus and a couple of our guys throwing live today to our guys to get some good pitching in, be able to see at the plate. And then, you know, Wednesday we'll kind of do our regular pregame where we're just sitting on the field and get some live reps that way. But that's when I'll throw as hard as I can now.
Can hitting be contagious? Are you a believer in that?
No, yeah, absolutely. And I think, honestly, it's as you probably saw, I mean, we gave up two right away, just dead. Playing Bismarck reps, West Region championship game, gave up two, just dead. Called them in front, you know, talked about the energy just completely lacking compared to what they are. They're up in the dugout, and like you said, contagious. They get a couple hits here and there, and all of a sudden they go. We get in, and, you know, even I was already thinking about it at third base. It was bases loaded situation. I'm like, well, this is an improvement where we're at. Our energy is up, we're attacking, and then we get four. So, I mean, it's contagious, and I think it comes from just having a little bit more energy at the plate or obviously having your guys' back on the bench type of thing. I mean, it all correlates.
Well, the only question I have, and you and I have talked about it before, we'll talk about it again, the bottom part of the order, we've talked about the big four up top, but you still get your guys like your Adam Shenikos, your Leighton Hendricksons, your Bryson Hex, the bottom part of the order, Will Schwer. You got to turn that lineup upside down, and those guys have really done a nice job too, I think, to get you back to the top of the order in a good situation.
Bingo. That's basically what I mean. Coach Fetcher talked about that. It's getting our bottom on for our top, and that's kind of when we've had our successes. I mean, obviously, you can see no matter what situation Adam Shenako is in, whether he's coming off the bench or he's starting, I mean, he's been producing right now. So, and there's a couple guys that we're continue to stick with. You know, Will Schwer, obviously, down there. He's going to find it. We're obviously going to stick with him no matter what. And then, yeah, Bryson Heck, I always told him he's basically our second leadoff. Mm-hmm. So don't ever think about the nine spot. I've been to plenty of camps that say kind of the nine spot is pretty mm-hmm. key. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think there's really confidence lacking in really anybody.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
That number nine guy triggers a lot of rallies, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Especially when he has speed. I mean, that helps quite a bit.
Oh, big time. You got two leadoff guys.
Yeah. You know,
that's what's nice.
Yeah.
And they can hit the long ball, too, which isn't bad either.
Yeah, right.
Games, you can watch them
on Paul, your live event.
Yeah.
Yep, your live event. We'll have them on YouTube. So we hand the reins over. You know, it's like the regular season. You know, you have your hometown guy, but now you got to give it to the big dogs when they get to the state tournament. Quality may lack, but no, I kid. I'm kidding. But no, your live event, we'll have it again on YouTube. So yeah. Definitely can watch it again. Watch it here from Castleford.
And schedule game time Thursday, what, 7:15? But that could be later, like it always is.
Yeah, it's scheduled for 7:45. Okay. But we'll probably end up being 8:15.
Okay. Under the lights, maybe.
Yeah.
Part of the game anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Nice ballpark.
Yeah. And we've kind of told our guys, I think, state game one, state tournament, Castleton. I mean, it's sort of a rivalry. Plus, now you have a bunch of, I've already talked to probably 10 to 15 people that are from Fargo, from here, that are weren't at the West Region Tournament that are going to be there. So I think it's going to be like one of our crowds we had back in 2020 where we played Jamestown here. So it's going to be pretty sweet.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. It should be a lot of fun.
Always fun to be in a state tournament.
Yeah, can't complain.
Let's talk about Dad.
Yeah.
Jeff Carpenter, you got the Memorial Race coming up in Jamestown again?
Yes. Yeah, okay. August 16th.
Yeah. Okay. That's always a big event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it's obviously 6 years running, but it's the seventh annual because obviously year he passed, we did year one. But yeah, no, it's been obviously for us kids, it's been something that it's hard work, but I tell them every single time it's basically our life's changed forever. And obviously everyone moves on after that, but you have one event a year that everyone kind of gives you support, tell stories again. Yeah. You know, you kind of bring all that stuff back. So it's nice.
You keep his memory alive. That's what's nice.
Yeah.
And he had a passion for that stuff too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's basically all he did. I mean, he was working on his race car and walking back to his house when he ended up passing.
right.
Yeah, no, it's right. Obviously, yeah. I know we've talked about possibly, you know, ending it after 10 years, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Like I said, this is the last thing that we have to kind of hold on to. So we'll see if they can dig it off of me to get rid of it. But no, it's something that we cherish and obviously enjoy. I think it's still fun going after sponsors and seeing what we can get. And if there are sponsors out there, July 31st is our deadline. So hit me up.
I know he enjoyed softball and golf. I know that.
Yeah.
And ran into him many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
A competitor. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, as I say, I didn't get it from nowhere.
So August 16th.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, 7 o'clock.
Yep. Okay. 7 o'clock at Jamestown Speedway.
Yeah.
And if you're still looking for sponsors then?
Yeah.
Well, how can they get a hold of you?
By the end of this week, you can shoot me a text, give me a call, 701-840-8745. Or I do have an email. That's kind of the way some have been reaching out. Email is Chase, Chase, min initial A, Carpenter, Carpenter. Number's 37@gmail.com. So perfect. Chase A Carpenter 37@gmail.com. So those are two ways you can reach me. Reach out. Like I said, it's, I think, minimums that we've seen is $50 come in, but you still end up on the shirt, still up on the banner. And
nice.
So.
All right. Hey, Chase, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, always a pleasure. Time for an Allie Beans moment.
An Allie Beans moment?
Allie Beans moment. How is that, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
What is it again?
This is a s'mores.
S'mores cold one.
S'mores cold, yes. I go cold.
You go cold.
Because I'm hot enough, so I just need to go cold.
Yeah, and the hot weather's leaving. You know what? Weather's changing, too. Does that make a difference, playing ball?
Yeah.
We're going to see 70s now, not 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that. I think it's going to help. I don't think the pitchers mind too much when it's 90, when they're there, obviously.
Right.
When you have a long tournament and you continue to see 90s, it kind of wears on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it matters.
You know, you can hang here if you want because we're going to talk some more baseball. Minnesota Twins begin their sell-off.
Yeah.
I believe it's a sell-off, don't you think?
Could be a fire sale.
Yeah. Chris Paddock and Randy Dobnik.
Dobnik.
They're gone. They went to the Tigers.
For Enrique, a wannabe catcher.
Yeah,
prospect.
Wannabe catcher.
And they said as soon as he got onto the Twins minor league system, he's now the 20th top prospect in the Twins minor league system.
What does that mean?
That means there's 19 guys better than he is.
In a World Series in 2050?
Maybe, if we're lucky. Okay. I'll have to be around then.
Who's going to be next, though? That's the question. Who's next? Is Joe Ryan? I saw one thing on Joe Ryan for three Cubs, possibly. Three Cubs players. Now, I hope they're not prospects.
No, I don't know if the Cubs, well, it depends.
Joel Ryan, I don't know if I want to get rid of him.
No, that's, I don't want to get rid of too much.
No.
Yeah, and then you got Griffin Jacks, Will Castro, Harrison Bader, you got Duran.
Castro's the one I could see being one to go because he can do so much for
he's
a team.
He's wanted out there. He's looked at.
Those utility players that can play anywhere, they can hit, they can run. Yeah. Those are the kind of guys the teams are, that are in a race want.
Oh, by the way, Eric, what was the final last night?
Oh, boy. be careful now.
I know.
He's got his finger on the hot button here.
I know. He can turn us off anytime.
Okay. Let's make us sound like chipmunks now. Remember that.
How about some sports history on this day in sports history, July 29th? A lot of baseball, of course. Mm. Cleveland's 125th anniversary, 1921, Cleveland's 125th anniversary celebration. Cy Young, speaking of age 54, pitched two innings.
In the majors. That's some town team game. All right.
On this day, 1965, major league record, 26 strikeouts, Phillies and the Pirates. Phillies had 16 strikeouts, Pirates 10.
Really? I thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah. I think Kansas City had 14 strikeouts last night.
They themselves struck out.
Yes, 14 times. Yeah. 1991, Yankee Stadium fans throw cups and blow up dolls at Jose Canseco. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like him. On this day, 1996, Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda retires. A record of 1,599 wins and 1,439 losses. Four National League pennants, two World Series championships.
What year was that?
1996. Yeah.
So they had two managers in about a 60-year span.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Alston and then Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
In 60 years, they had two guys.
Wow. Sports birthdays today, 1942. Les Josephson born on that day. Running back, Los Angeles Rams. Born in Minneota, Minnesota. He was a Minnesota kid.
Yeah.
On this day, 1953, Ken Burns came into the world. Kenneth Lorne, of course, directed and produced the Civil War and baseball series.
Great shows.
On this day, 1993, Dak Prescott was born.
Sorry.
Well, he was the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year in 2022. What else do we have? Other birthdays. Martina McBride is 58 today. James Otto, country singer.
Okay.
49 today. Grew up in North Dakota by Hope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, this is National Chicken Wing Day.
Nice.
Lasagna Day.
Oh, there's lunch.
And here's one for you.
Yeah.
Lipstick Day.
No, I'm not going to. No.
Where's the pig?
Not, I was going to say, not unless I got a pig around, I might do that. Yes.
Okay. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
Okay. Joke of the day. I get this from two of my granddaughters in Minot.
Oh, yeah.
Liz and Fran.
Yeah.
Hi, Liz and Fran. Boy, they had to work hard on this one.
Okay.
What rock group has four men who don't sing? What rock group has four men they don't sing?
They're just there?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a joke, not a trivia question.
You got to think about this. What rock group has four men who don't sing? You only get 10 seconds. Don't know? Any ideas? Mount Rushmore.
Oh, boy. Nice. Girls, well done. Well done.
Boy, they come up with some doozies. Oh, goodness. That was like the soccer player. Remember the fish wouldn't make a good soccer player?
Right.
Afraid of the net.
He's afraid of a net.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. We lost another notable player, baseball player, Rhino.
Ryan Sandberg.
Hall of Fame second baseman with the Cubs, died at 50 or 65. Cancer got him. We also lost Ozzy Osbourne last week. You have a favorite Ozzy tune?
Well, just Crazy Train, because I play it a lot.
Crazy Train, yeah, I like that one too. I like Paranoid. That was off the 1970 album. That's when I got into Black Sabbath. 1970, and they had Iron Man on there. Paranoid. They had, speaking of pigs, War Pigs was on that album. I like Mama, I'm Coming Home. I like that one too.
Okay. It's a good one. You're talking to two young bucks, so really don't listen to Black Sabbath.
I know I lost you a long time ago on that one. Sorry.
And then Hulk Hogan also passed away last week.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes.
I did
Hulk
not
Hogan
hear that
as well.
One.
71 years old, heart attack. So, yeah.
That's way close to home.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo on The Cosby Show, passed away as well.
I heard about that one.
Not a tough one last week. Now, let's end on a positive note.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I got a joke for you. That's a Dak Prescott joke, since it's his birthday. What's the difference between Dak Prescott and a microwave?
I give up.
A microwave can deliver in the last 2 minutes.
You know, I think that's going to do it for another version of Toast and Jam. It's getting a little crazy here.
We went off the deep end a long time ago.
I do want to thank our guest, Chase Carpenter, this time around, Chase. And again, good luck this weekend. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Big thank you also going to Tim and Carol. You're at Alley Beans, all kinds of coffees and lattes and mochas and
food, pastries.
Yeah.
Going to have my bagels for lunch.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Since we did a little recording change here this week. We're doing it at noon instead of 10 o'clock.
No.
But, hey, it all works out.
That's right.
Again, thanks to Tim and Carol at Alley Beans. Also, Eric Kringley, our executive producer, and Paul Anything.
One last, I got to do a shameless self-promotion, because, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. And coming up tomorrow at 4:15 on the Valley City Baseball Association streaming page on YouTube, we're going to have a state tournament preview, and I'll be interviewing some of the young players for the Royals. So again, 4:15, just go to YouTube, search VCBA Streaming, and we'll be live at 4:15. Then, of course, it'll be there to watch later on, but we'll be live at 4:15 tomorrow from the clubhouse at the ballpark, not the other clubhouse. And we'll be there and talk a little baseball.
And I know you're such a humble guy.
I am.
We haven't mentioned this yet.
Yes, I am.
But I'm going to mention it. Congrats on your new position at Valley City State University as Sports Information Director.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you. Start on Monday.
That's so exciting.
I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Hey, that's great.
So it'll be fun.
No doubt. Hey, that's going to do it for
Toast and Jam.
Jam.
Easy for you to say. Good thing you don't talk for a living.
Okay. Hey, that's it for us. Hey, we'll see you next week.